It's just been a wonderful morning, and it continues this hour as we spend a few moments with Patrick Brent, who is the chairman of the Pearl Harbor Visitor Center, our host today. And Patrick, it's good to see you again, sir.
Semper Fi, Rick.
Thank you so much. What a wonderful day. Just the spirit that, instead of me waxing philosophically, your take on today's
Well, event. The clouds are a little bit of rain here. I think they're weeping for the veterans from World War II. You know, we're losing 1,500 veterans every day from World War II, America's greatest generation. And what's happening now is the new Air Museum opened last night, and of course we have the new Marine Remembrance and the Bofins submarine's awesome, but it's becoming a place to visit for five reasons here at Pearl Harbor. There's people come out here and spend the day with their family. There's now food services. There's a lot of things that didn't exist for the last 30 years. It's a far more comfortable place to visit and absorb American history. It's now equivalent to going to Washington, D.C. or Gettysburg. You can come out here and not just the Arizona, but you can get into naval history, marine history, second to just about any other place on the globe.
You know, the assemblage of such impactful, not only icons, but the men who served on board in their memory, the efforts that it took to create all of this, can you share with us just how that occurred and what type of dedication it took to accomplish this?
You're speaking of the Marine Remembrance?
Yes.
Well, we originally came out here feeling need for the visitor services. Prior to our arrival, the visitors would wait an hour and a half to get the free ticket, often in the rain. It was just 2.5 million people a year come out here. Many that come out at noon and can't even get a ticket. So we decided to create a service, a commercial service, with a series of restaurants and things of that nature. And then on the waterfront, which was left in shambles, we had this ferry building. Everything had been abandoned for about 15 years since they built the bridge. So we restored the ferry building and the waterfront with the grass and the brick rack. And we went to an outfit in Chicago, the same one that does the Oscars and other things, is a bronze foundry. And we built seven large 200-pound bronze plaques dedicated to the 73 Marines and the other seagoing Marines that have served here at Pearl Harbor. We had that put into a 7-ton granite base with a 39-foot flagstaff on top. And actually, we're the first ones to ever fly the Navy and Marine flag out here. We have a docent program. A gentleman named Joe Kopetsky comes out here regularly, and he gives the story of the Marines and the Navy and the entire history here at Pearl Harbor. It's a place that every now and then I live here in Hawaii. I'm a lucky guy. And every now and then I run across a citizen here who's never been out here. Truthfully, I think they should be a little ashamed, and they should get their coolie out here and see all of Pearl Harbor.
I don't disagree with that at all. The creation of the Visitor Center has been, in large part, just tremendously accepted and really enjoyed, and it was really lacking for quite a while. And comfort and accessibility is an important part, because you now have an opportunity to prolong your visit, as you said. And tell us a little bit about the center itself before we go and what people will see.
Well, the visitors love us. We have a guest book here, and we get nonstop reviews, because especially people who have been here before, where they had to wait sometimes 3 to 5 hours to get aboard the shuttle, the Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Park Service does a great job, but the quantity is just,
the number of
visitors,
of
just it's mind-boggling.
Right.
So what we established was we took 18 local vendors. We did no large corporate business or any mainland-type business. And we took 18 local people, four native Hawaiians, and we put together a series of restaurants and services for them. We have, in fact, one of the fellows is a French chef, and we have really great chow out here. We have all the normal things people like. We have full-on meals and hot meals, hamburgers and chicken and pizza and all that sort of thing. Gyros.
I've had about 38 of those, actually.
And everything is done in a 1942 theme.
That's right.
Our flags are 48 stars. We have our crew members. We have just about, with part-timers, about 150 crew members, and these young people are treated like no other job here on the island. They come here, and Colonel Bates, who you'll get to meet, a Marine's Marine, he takes them to boot camp. Now, he doesn't yell at them or they don't do push-ups, but they go through boot camp. They spend a very serious day learning about Pearl Harbor history. And when visitors come here and they want to know where the facilities are or about how many, there are 1,177 men that died, on Marines and sailors that died on the Arizona, these young people know the history and they're proud of it. And they're all clean-shaven, squared away. It's a different environment, and they show respect for American military history, second to nobody.
Amen. Patrick, congratulations on all the success here and for, more importantly, allowing the accessibility to these wonderful places. And we thank you for your hospitality today.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you so much, sir.